Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome back to another episode of the Mindful Drinking Movement podcast. Hello, I'm Jess Betancourt, if we don't know each other. I'm a hypnotherapist and a holistic health coach and a former wino. And if you've been following this show, you know that I made this podcast. I started it 3 years ago. Yep, 3 years ago, when I realized and got real about the fact that my drinking was really making me super unhappy. As much pleasure as I thought I was getting from drinking copious amounts of wine all the time, and all the time I mean nightly, eveningly, it was really at the cost of my own connection to my own joy and my own fulfillment and really access to what health looks and feels like for longevity purposes. Not just health in the moment, like waking up and, having a basic healthy morning routine, drink some lemon water and like go for a run. Those things are great, but they are not enough. They're not enough to feel really holistically whole and well. They're not enough if you're drinking all the time. If you're drinking all the time and you have other healthy habits in place because you consider yourself a healthy person, you are a healthy person. But I am just going to burst this bubble that drinking alcohol regularly or even alcohol in general is healthy or good for us in any way other than the ways that you tell yourself that it is. So I work with people who tell me a lot about the history of their alcohol use, and there are certainly times in people's lives where alcohol was what they had access to. So they were going through some sort of crisis, or they didn't have other resources, or they felt totally alone or isolated, and like alcohol is what helped them manage and cope at a really dire time in life. For me, that was the case also. But what I see in working with my clients and for myself and people that I talk to about their alcohol use is that that time no longer exists, that acute crisis time. It's in the past, but the trauma of it lives on in the body. And what else lives on is this belief that alcohol helps, that alcohol is necessary for stress management. We can also look at other beliefs that we've been told by the media, like especially around the whole red wine facade, that red wine lowers your blood pressure and that it's part of the Mediterranean diet and all these centenarians drink red wine daily. That is a lot of marketing. It's not truth. It's not real truth what real health is. And it's really important to take a more objective view of the things that we've been ingrained to thinking through media and marketing. Also looking at our beliefs that need some reframing. The beliefs, as I mentioned earlier, that are attached to alcohol helping us. The belief that alcohol helps you manage. If that were true, then that would also mean that you are somehow incapable of managing life or managing stress in other ways. And I'm going to be the one to tell you that that's not true. You are totally capable. You are so much more well-resourced than you were at a certain time in your life. You have access to so many modalities and ways of making yourself feel better. It's that alcohol is easy and that it's appealing, and yes, it's fun, and yes, it feels good in the moment, but it's a terrible long-term solution. I think we can all agree on that. It's a terrible long-term solution. And so in this time of year, like at the turn of the seasons, I think it's a really beautiful time to reassess your habits. So as we're coming out of summer, and summer, full of vacation, full of I'm on a break mentality mode. And usually in summer, more drinking for most people as we see friends and family and we travel and we go places. And there's lots to celebrate. We're celebrating life during the summer. And it's important to be able to switch gears, right? So to kind of put that mentality into the summer, if this is you, if you drank a lot more this summer and you're wanting to reassess your habits and your health as it relates or hinges on how much you're actually consuming alcohol-wise, what a perfect time. What a perfect time. This transition between summer and fall, I think, is really special. In esoteric terms, we're closer, the spirit world is closer to us. This is the expression, the veil is thinner at this time of year. And I don't know why that is. I don't have an explanation for that other than I've heard that and I read about that and I feel that. I feel like our ancestors are close to us. We are energetically more permeable to connecting with spirits, benevolent and malevolent spirits. So you just really want to be careful this time of year as well. My podcast last year was about alcohol in the spirit realm and how when we drink alcohol, especially to excess, we create more porousness, or our energetic field becomes more flimsy and vulnerable to influences that are around us. And this is why, I've said this before as well, that when we overdrink, our spirit, which needs a high vibrational atmosphere to exist in, when we drink, especially to excess, alcohol lowers our vibrational frequency and our spirit cannot tolerate it. So it lifts up and out of our physical body, kind of like hovers around us. Like it's always tethered to us as long as we are alive, as long as we're living and breathing and have consciousness in our body. But as it moves out, it creates more spaciousness within for other energies and entities and beings to come and enter you and enter your body. And this is why you see people in a blackout doing things that are totally uncharacteristic of them. Or maybe this has happened to you. I know this has totally happened to me in my earlier life. Door slamming. My spirit. So it's really important to maintain your energetic sovereignty over your own energy, being in your own body, so that you feel safe, so that you feel like you're you, so that you feel like you are really having a living life experience. The telltale signs of being pulled down by other energies that are not yours are feelings of being chronically depressed, feelings of feeling like you're not yourself, even characteristics of having brain fog, not being able to remember things clearly. If you are experiencing some of these types of symptoms and you're drinking daily or excessively, look compassionately at what that connection might be. If you chronically don't feel well, or your mood is low, your energy is low, and you identify as like, this is not really who I am, this isn't really what I want to feel like, consider that it might be that drinking has worn down your aura, your energetic field, to the point where it has holes in it even, that it's become porous, and that your spirit has seeped out, and that other energies possibly are moving in and weighing down on you. Feelings of being depressed or down, or like you're not yourself, in spiritual and energetic terms, means that other energies are within your energetic field. And when you look at it through this lens, for me anyway, personally, drinking, especially habitually and to excess, greatly loses its appeal. And it's also an empowering thing to think about, though, right? Because it means that you have a different way, a different perspective of looking at your drinking habits, not just as something that's pleasurable and fun and that, quote, unquote, helps you relax or feel entertained, but something that is, when removed, limited, minimized, removed, gives you the ability to become rebalanced and to have your own spirit and your own energy elevate higher, that you can, and that you actually really are naturally more healthy, energetic, and energized, and spiritual, and full of your own spirit, and able to connect more deeply with the greater spirit of life, whatever words that you like to use, God, universe, divinity, divine consciousness, etc., that it's there, right? It's there all the time, the ability to connect with your spirit and with the greater spirit of life, that it's always there, but that there's a block, and the block being, in this case, habitual alcohol use. So when you just remove alcohol or greatly minimize it, and you feel this buoyancy coming back, which it does happen inevitably, you remove alcohol and you focus on creating deeper connection spiritually, it becomes something that's like more fun and more exciting than drinking. Yes. Yes, this is possible. Feeling excited about connecting with yourself energetically and spiritually makes you feel buzzed and high in a way. It gives you energy. It gives you this sense of aliveness and being able to manage your emotions and your thoughts and your feelings as you are, which is a very empowering thing to do. It gives you a sense of confidence that there's really, that there's nothing wrong with you, that having a long-term alcohol use habit is just creating a block in the flow between you and your life force energy. And saying all this, it's not to say that anyone is wrong or bad for using alcohol. Alcohol is as old as humankind, probably. You know, it's been around for thousands of years. And people have been drinking joyfully and pitfalling with alcohol for thousands of years. And, you know, personally, you probably know I don't declare myself a sober person. But I'm very selective about when I do drink. For example, I just drank at my husband's birthday party a couple weeks ago. But I noticed the next day when I sat down to meditate that I felt really disconnected. I felt like that light and that connection that I've been working on amplifying was dimmed, and I had to make more efforts to turn it back up and back on. I also noticed that I felt really angry, and I was snippy and like irritable with my kids. Even though I wouldn't say that I got wasted or drunk, but like just sitting around and drinking with people for 2 days really changed this other flow that I've been working on for the past few years. So I invite you to come on a little journey with me. I'm hosting a 21-day holistic health challenge. It's going to be October 1st to the 21st. And inside of that container, I'm going to give you tools and techniques and support for not only not drinking, it's not necessarily about not drinking, but not drinking or removing alcohol in this time frame is the vehicle that we're going to use for you to connect more deeply with your soul and your spirit and with your own life force and with the greater source of living and being and what that feels like for you. This isn't a religious context, it's a spirituality context. And we're going to use spirituality and energy to feel more deeply connected with life, to feel more deeply connected with yourself, because when you feel more deeply connected with yourself, you feel more deeply connected with other people. You're more available Your light shines brighter. You feel less depressed, less anxious. You feel more energized, more motivated to take care of yourself with the choices that you make about what you put in your mouth and how you move your body and how you spend your time. And taking these longer breaks from drinking annually or a few times annually, if this is your first foray into taking longer breaks from drinking, this is perfect for you as well. There's no judgment. It's totally supportive space with people who are doing this exact same thing, people who are waking up to wanting to change their mindset and their beliefs around how much they would actually like to be consuming alcohol and what excitement lies on the other side of knowing and experiencing that you can remove yourself from alcohol and you can feel fulfilled and happy and joyful without its constant presence, that you don't have to rely on it. And to give yourself that evidence is fucking awesome. So I'm excited to invite you to that. And if you have any questions about it, you can find me on Instagram. Oh, P.S. I've changed my Instagram handle to include the brick and mortar store that I will be opening next year. And as I expand my offerings into working with ancestral healing and shamanic practices, so my Instagram handle now is La Vida Salud. And this podcast will stay with this name, the Mindful Drinking Movement. Thank you for being a part of the Mindful Drinking Movement. Thank you for joining the evolution of people who are leaving alcohol further and further behind, and that it's actually exciting, that it's not something to be afraid of, and that you're really on the other side of things. You'll see and feel and experience for yourself how good you can really feel with these simple tweaks. Thanks for being here. Thanks for taking care of yourself. I'll put a link to the 21-Day Holistic Health Challenge down in the show notes, and I look forward to seeing you again soon.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.